just signing in. Okay, so we have the agenda. The first item on the agenda. Sorry.
Councillor, so I counted Don and Peter because they can't vote, can they?
No, nope, they're not councillors.
So I'm voting councillors.
Okay. I'm sure we'll be fine.
You may go ahead, the call is recorded. It's been recorded, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with the Paris agenda because that doesn't require us to do anything other than have a discussion. Everyone's seen a copy of the Paris agenda, and I guess it's just a case of do we have any feedback or input at this stage or anything that anybody wants to add. Peter, did you have something that you wanted to talk about in the Paris agenda?
Oh, yes, you wanted to discuss the admin part as well. Yeah, and I don't know, Chris, whether you have already circulated something. I've not been seeing for a couple of days. Chris and I had a discussion last week together with Bart and Gabby on how to fill in that slot after the tech meeting the Monday before the CCNSO meeting. There must have been some misunderstanding because I was under the impression that we had agreed in New Delhi that part of the agenda would be filled in by or organized by the local regional organization, unless there is none for that particular region, which would be North America. But I saw that Gabby will draft a agenda for that admin workshop. And I had a couple of concerns. I mean, first of all, I think the regional organizations through the participation working group, and in all fairness, that I wasn't really convinced of the idea at first, but the other regional organization is a very good case to have regional organization organize something at the same time or week as the ICANN meeting, because that would attract more people to both meetings. People would come to CCNSO because there would be a training session in a particular region. People would come to the regional organizations meeting because on top of that they had the whole ICANN circuit and CCNSO meetings. So it would be mutually beneficial to both. That was my understanding. If I now see that the CCNSA is going to organize that admin workshop, then I'm first of all wondering whether that means that in some regions, definitely not by the way in Europe, but whether in some regions the other regional organizations want to have another meeting on top of that, so stretching that week even more. And the other thing is that as far as I understood from the participation working group, one of the views was that the distinction between the tasks of the CCNSO and the regional organizations were pretty clear, and they were based on the differences between the focus on operational excellence, which would have been the regional organizations, and the policy aspects, which would have been CCNSO. And I see that line blurring, which obviously goes as well for Eberhard's tech meeting. That is basically, I have the same problem with that. But of course, as long as it's beneficial and the community supports it, then there is no reason to try and to replace that by something else. It works. But I'm just wondering whether we need something new organized by the CCNSO in the form of an admin workshop.
Thank you, Peter. I think we're mixing, the problem here is that we're mixing two or three different things together. So let me try and see if I can explain what I thought we'd got to, and then we'll figure out whether we even want to bother to do it at all. The discussion that we had was to take possibly 2 hours out of the tech day for running some sort of administrative sessions rather than technical sessions. in much the same way, which is effectively just slightly different to the tech day. As I said, just taking a couple of hours out of that. What it wasn't intended to be was anything other than looking at CCTLD management from an admin point of view. And something that Gabby had said that she had arranged before when she was working at Centre. It's not the same thing as a, or it wasn't intended to be the same thing as a regional organisation run best of or best practices session. The intention was to, usually anyway, was to build some themes that would run over a series of ICANN meetings on admin. But if that makes the regional organisations uncomfortable, then fine.
Did you say are uncomfortable or comfortable?
Uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Then we won't do it. But it wasn't. It certainly wasn't intended to be a. I thought we were actually having two different conversations. I thought one conversation was, should the regional organisation do something in respect to tacking things onto our front or the back of ICANN meetings. That's one thing. And the second conversation is whether we should actually consider having some admin section to the current tech day. So that's where I thought we were.
Can I just make one comment? Before the regional organizations became observers and so forth, the CCTLDs did not regard whatever the regional agenda was as, they just didn't regard it. I mean, we had our own operational excellence meetings, and so the fact that they're there and integrating what they do is something new, and the other thing is that North America has no regional operations and has no regional training or anything else.
You're welcome to join ours, Dottie. Leslie, can you have a view about as a participation group chairperson? Do you have a view?
I was waiting for a chance. Yes, Peter's quite right. On the discussions that we've had with some members, particularly people from the smaller CCs, there's a desire to justify their attendance at ICANN, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. They're trying to make business cases for coming to ICANN and what value it will give to their CC. And they are struggling slightly with justifying the CCNSO work, mostly because, of course, they might not fully understand what it is we're doing, and that's a separate issue. But they felt they would very much like to see some other workshops tacked on either side of the CCNSO, whether as part of the CCNSO or maybe just a regional gathering, much the same as happened in Puerto Rico, for example. That means they only have to travel the once and can do a whole number of things at that meeting. I think there's a bit of a problem with calling it admin, because admin to me sort of means something quite low in the organisation, and just generally people were seeking to follow the centre model by sharing best practices, which is indeed obviously, you know, what we're trying to do in the CCNSO as well as other things. The other thing I'd just tack on as well is that I've heard rumours that some people would quite like the WWTLD to start again. And I would be concerned if that were the case. So I guess I see this as an opportunity for the CCNSO to possibly cover some of that ground.
And why they want WWTLD to start again?
It's my understanding, Dottie, that people found value in some of the sharing that was done in that arena.
So, can I ask a question? Hang on a second. Gabby, have you got a message from Patricia?
Yes, I have notified the operator. She will talk to me soon.
Leslie, what you seem to be saying, I think, is that a regional organisation organised meeting before whatever is something that people think is a good idea. But where the confusion has arisen, I think, is that I think that's a great idea, but as you quite rightly said, it's not actually about admin.
Okay.
It's different. And so I think the two things are different.
But
I'm quite happy if people think it's all too much, then that's fine. Let's deal with it one at a time, and let's deal with the regional organisations first. If we simply say to the regional organisation, go ahead and organise something, then presumably they either will or they won't, depending on which organisation it is. Is that what you have in mind, Don, or are we...
No, the vision that I think Peter and I certainly had from the participation working group was that was a group aimed at growing participation both in the CCNSO and in the regional organization. There's also the view that, as Leslie pointed out, that people were looking to get maximum value for their travel. So the view was that you would take the day that's currently been allocated to for tech day for the past 4 or 5 meetings and break that in half with the CCNSO tech day continuing as it is, if that's what Eberhard wants to organize. And the regional organization organizing a half day gathering to fill the other half day, looking at best practice in non-technical fields, so a different space, whether it's administration, whether it's policy, whether it's commercial, whether it's accounting, legal, whatever. And Peter's proposal was, rather than organize yet another meeting in Europe, is he would just take the best of the presentations from the past year of center meetings and have those repeated for a more global audience and updated for the European audience. All of which is fine, except for one thing, which is that no one has asked Eberhard if he has a problem with giving up half of tech day.
I did float that idea with Eberhard, Chris, in the sense that we wanted to make sure that the whole event appealed to people as well as technical people. So I floated it as an idea that we might need to borrow some of his day.
What did he say?
He was okay about it, actually. I didn't quantify the size of that borrowing line because I didn't know quite what we were going to do.
Yeah, that's my concern, Leslie. I've spoken to him about that. You have a problem with running the tech day, you know, losing 2 hours out of the end of tech day, and he had no problem with that at all. Except, of course, he wants to be in charge and run everything. But leaving that aside,
Chris, unfortunately, I have to run off to the board center board call. What Don said, I fully agree with that, and it might be a solution to start the way he suggested, and then when the regional organization does not want to take up that function, as in some regions will be the case, or there is no regional organization like in Northern America, we might have the CCNSO secretariat filling in that. And as far as I understand now, everybody's goals, that seems to fulfill most of it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Peter.
Bye, Peter.
My concern is, what I want is consistency. Hello?
Yeah, hello. We're still here.
Okay. I want some consistency, and I'm not happy with the circumstance where we have I've got no problem with regional organizations organizing half days, that's fine. But I don't think that we can have a circumstance where if there isn't a regional organization or the regional organization can't be bothered,
then we're going to step in and do it, because it's too hard to do that. We're either going to have the regional organisations running half a day. I mean, I'm just concerned about not knowing until the last minute whether there is going to be one or there isn't going to be one, who's going to be responsible for it. So I'd much rather say the regional organisations, wherever, whenever they want to, can run what, you know, that meeting. But I stress again, I suspect, well, we're going to have to handle it with Eberhard, basically. We're going to have to handle it to make sure that. And the other thing you need to remember, and this is perhaps even slightly more important, is this. The tech day, the half a day or the 2 hours or the 3 hours that is sliced out of the Monday, the regional organisation's workshop or for a CCNSA workshop, is going to be competing with what ICANN would consider to be its major workshops on that Monday. So we need to think that through as to whether that's okay. It's sort of been okay with Tech Day because the techies will go to that anyway. But whether it will be the same from a policy point of view, if, for example, there's an IDN workshop on in Paris, all of the Monday afternoon, for example, or there's a workshop on about something else in wherever the next meeting is. So whether that is actually sensible to be running a 2 or 3 or 4 hour workshop at that period in that period of time. What do others think?
Could we have the regional trainings or whatever we're going to call them happen before the official meeting, so that they have a weekend day to do whatever they want to, and we don't interfere with the ICANN, CCNSL. I mean, we have very little time in the week anyway.
I'm sure that's possible, Dottie. Can I make a suggestion? If I understand it correctly, Centre or Peter is ready to run something in Paris.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And do we know when?
Whenever it is that the CCNSL wants it scheduled. But he would like to know now. So, unless Gabby has something already ready, my suggestion would be let Peter organize the half day, let Eberhard organize his half day, let ICANN organize their half day, and let the market, let people vote with their feet.
Just Chris. Olivier speaking. Is it a request from Peter to the CCNSO, or is it, does Peter need us to organize anything?
No, Peter doesn't need us to organize anything other than the fact that there needs to be a room available.
And Peter was, this all came about to address non-technical opportunities for people to attend, so that people who were marginal on whether they attend the CCNSO meeting could say, ah, not only do you have this technical session, but you're going to have non-technical operational issues that we're quite keen on.
So the
request came from the participation working group, because that's what some people were saying to us would make them more inclined to participate. I understand your need for some certainty, Chris, and having been trying to organise similar things in the past, I can certainly sympathise with it. Equally, you know, if we have a slot there, and as Don says, let the market decide, let's see how it works or not. At least we will have tried to do something. We could view Paris as a trial and get feedback as to whether that works for people.
I'm very happy to do that. I have no problem with that at all. That was where I was headed with my concern. But I do have a concern. I have two concerns. My major concern is putting that on Monday afternoon. Especially given that we're flat back, we will be effectively, hopefully, signing off or trying to sign off on the IDN fast track.
Yeah.
Well, it does concern me to put it on the Monday afternoon. I'm less concerned about the tech day running because that, you know, people will.
I have a concern.
We'll go to that above all else.
I have a concern about taking away half of Tech Day.
Well, that's a different issue, Doctor, and I'll get back to that in a second.
Yeah.
And yes, I agree, but that's a different issue. I mean, my question is whether we can do it on, if we do it on the whether it needs to be done on Monday afternoon, or whether we'd be better off to do it on the Sunday. But can I suggest we don't actually need to spend any time talking about this right now on the phone call. We can. Can we get those that are organising it in the participation working group to work it out? Is that possible?
That's fun. Yeah, Chris, yeah. There is from my perspective with this just one concern I have, saying with the regional organisations and it has to be with a global focus. In that way, because you can't have issues that are very high on the agenda in the European arena, and which are no concern for the African CCPLDs, and the other way around, dominate the whole.
I agree about that. That's why I think it needs to be in CCNSO ownership, because it needs to be, the agenda needs to be set with that in mind.
Yeah, and I think, there is one way to do this, is that the continuity of, say, what happens, so the topics itself are defined by the CCNSO Council, say, through setting the agenda, and that the regional organizations organize it.
It's Don here, and this comes back to the question, what is the CCNSO for versus the regional organizations?
Yeah, I know, but that it's the other way around as well. If you have a regional organization doing the things which are very high on the agenda in the region.
But surely the reality of this would be a discussion, not either body setting the agenda, but some sort of discussion as to what would be most interesting to other CCs.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I actually think this is a really good idea, but I don't think it's properly formed yet. And I agree with the idea of, I agree with using, as Leslie suggested, that using Paris as a sort of to test it out and work it out properly. I would suggest that the participation group still has perhaps a little bit more work to do in clearly defining what it wants to actually have happen over the next five, six, however many meetings. But the principle of having a meeting, co-run, co-sponsored, not in the money sense, between CCNSO and the regional organisations is fine. But I don't think we can usefully take this discussion on this call much further. What I'd like to suggest is that I can tell you that Eberhard is likely to want to finish his tech day in time for the IDM workshop, because he did last meeting, because he knew that people needed to go to that. If the participation committee agrees that they want to put it on in the afternoon, then that's fine. I'll go with that. But I would just express a concern, especially in these circumstances with IDM, that might not be a wise idea. But all I would ask is that you guys let Gabby know what you want to do, and we'll put it on the agenda. It could be done on Sunday. It could even be done on Thursday, on Thursday, unless people think that it should be done before rather than after. I say it used to be on Thursday.
Let's give it some thought, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that all right? Because, I mean, I just don't think, bouncing it round and back and forth, isn't achieving anything. Well, I also don't want to cut anybody off, so is that okay?
Chris, just a word, Olivier speaking. I'm on the tech group, and I haven't seen any information circulating on the tech mailing list on it.
No, it won't have done yet. Eberhard will start working on it about a month before the meeting.
Okay.
He's true to form anyway. He normally does. Okay. That's excellent, then. If we can move on to the next item on the agenda, which should have been the first item, but was moved to the second item so that Peter could talk about what he wants to to say what he wants to say. And the second item is the review of minutes and actions. Anybody have anything they want to talk about the last set of minutes?
Chris?
Yes, Olivier.
Are we still on the agenda in Paris?
No. Do you want to say something about the agenda for Paris, Olivier?
Yeah, the Yana session is quite long. I will, since last time in Los Angeles, we had three little sessions. This time, yeah, I will see with Gabby, but probably I will ask for a quarter less, probably. I won't need this time, I think.
That's fine, Olivier, if you just talk to Gabby about those logistics.
Yep. Okay.
Can we move on now?
Yep. For me.
Does anybody have any comments on the last minute from the last meeting?
No.
Bathroom. Someone's in the bathroom.
No, this is coffee.
No sugar in mine, Bart, thanks.
No. I have to stay awake.
Yeah. Okay. Gabby, did you have a list of actions by any chance?
Yes, there were just two actions from last minute. Myself and my secretary to send out the notes to the appropriate email list asking for suggestions on the next PCNSO agenda.
Right.
That hasn't really been done. We've been pretty busy with this agenda, so
okay.
Not sure. Should I go ahead and do that, although we have a pretty full agenda, or what should I do?
Yeah, do it. Go ahead and do it. Because it's not anything else, we can always roll the suggestions forward to the next meeting.
Okay. And the second action point for Secretary to add technical contact to the draft letter about the new email list. That has been done.
Okay, excellent.
What about under note 4, the agenda items for Paris, we were talking about the sessions for new participants, which I see is on Monday. Is somebody picking up the action to organise that, please?
Yes, you mean the... Are you referring to the... It's like the induction session.
Yeah.
Gabby and I'll work that out, Leslie, and then we'll work out a rough outline and then pass it across to people for comment. But,
right.
I mean, I imagine it'll just be a sort of introduction to the CCNSO and a few other bits and pieces.
Absolutely, yeah. I just wanted to make sure
that
somebody was
morning.
Picking it up. Yeah.
Yeah,
and there is.
First thing on the Monday morning before tech day starts, I think.
Yeah.
And there is another request. Maybe this is the good forum to ask and to initiate it, the mentoring of newcomers. Say, assigning or requesting people who've been at CCNSO meetings for quite some time now to assist, say, the newcomers, especially through the fellowship program.
Yeah, but as you'll know, we've been trying to do some of that with the fellowship program organizers.
Yeah.
I have to say, it didn't go very well for Delhi because the people they'd identified as new were not actually new.
Margarita, for example.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check again with the fellowship program.
Yeah.
I think over time, once we get into the swing of this for ourselves, over time, we should be able to plan this more easily so that we know at least a few weeks in advance at least some of the new CC people that are going to be coming, and then that gives us the opportunity to make sure that there are enough volunteers, if you like, available to do the mentoring role. But I think that'll just come together over time. Okay, that's item number 2, if we're done with that. Number 3 is nomination to the ICANN board. Given that I know Patricia is now on the call, and I think that probably takes the number of councillors up to 10.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
But I think what might, just for the sake of good governance,
By the way, Chris, it's Becky. I'm here as well.
Oh, hello, Becky.
Hello. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Can we just do a roll call? Or Gabby, rather, can we just do a roll call, please?
Sure. Becky Burr, Matthew Cowley, Chris Bustain, Andre Phillip, Olivier Guillard, Patrick Hossein, Hiro Hossa, Paulus Durenda, Patricia Fablitra, Oscar Robles, Dr. Fox Long, Don Hollander, Peter van Roster, Boss, and myself.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I make that 11. Counselors.
Peter's gone now, right?
Very
yeah,
good.
That's 11 counselors.
Okay. So I think that's fine. I don't think there's any problem with continuing to pass a resolution on that basis. Just for the record, the board seat number 11, the term of ICANN board seat number 11 expires in May. I think it's May the 10th or something. And we needed to nominate somebody for that seat. As in the past, we asked for nominations, and we asked members. We said that we would have a members vote in the event that there was more than one nominee. There wasn't more than one nominee. The only nominee was Peter Dengates Rush. Therefore, there doesn't need to be an election, and therefore what needs to happen is that the council needs to pass a formal resolution reappointing Peter to board seat 11 from the expiry of his current term.
And this term is going to be for how many years?
3 years, and it's his last term.
Last
term. Because there are term limits.
Oh, okay.
So, can we pass that as a formal resolution, or would we prefer to have Gabby put that into writing and send it round to the list?
That seems fine, Chris.
Okay. Well, I'd like to at least pass the resolution formally on this call, and then. It can be put into the minutes. So, is there anybody who wants to vote against the resolution that we nominate Peter to the board of ICANN? In that case, I'll take it that everybody has voted in favour, unless somebody would like to abstain. Good. Everyone's voted in favour of that resolution. And Gabby, could you please send a note to Peter to that effect?
Yes, I'll do so. Chris, I need to talk to the operator again because Patrice has been dropped. I won't be around for a while.
Thanks.
And Chris, you need to...
Nashua has now joined the call by walking into the room here in Dubai.
I'm trying to follow the name, but I wasn't right. Following Warsaw.
Not a problem. So we now have another councillor present. Okay, that resolution. And thank
Chris,
you.
Chris, just for the record, you need to send a letter to that extent or an email to John Jeffries, the secretary of the company.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I've made myself a note, Bart, but you can remind me again tomorrow when you see me.
I will.
Thank you very much. We're going to move on now to working group updates, and the first report is from the process of working group. Who's going to deliver that?
I will.
Thanks, Pete.
Well, we have an overall plan to review all of the documents that we have and to edit them and provide it to the council and post it for CCTLDs prior to the Paris meeting so that final approval can happen in Paris with whatever exceptions that require more work or refinement. The starting point of the work that we're doing is the rules of the CCNSO, and those were published in Cape Town in December of 2004. And they truthfully have not been given a lot of prominence, but they do represent the core of the CCNSO organization. And working from that, we are including the topics of meetings, both CCNSO and council meetings, liaison and observers, template and instructions for setting up a working group, elections, both council and board members, ICANN interaction, the planning process and the strategic operations plan, and the CCNSO work planning. Now, specifically and intentionally excluded from the list of things that we're addressing is the website and the management of the CCNSO website, and also the internal review of the CCNSO. If anybody knows or thinks of any other topics that should be included, we would appreciate knowing. Our timeline is to send the guidelines that we have prepared and edited and accepted within the group to the CCNSO Council by May 12th, so that on the May 19th conference call, the guidelines can be discussed, and hopefully between that conference call and the June 16th conference call, the working group could amend and finalize any changes that need to, or issues that need to be addressed, so that June 16th we can review the changes on the council call. On June 17th, we would post the guidelines. I don't know if that gets posted to the web or to a list. But basically, it's to provide it for all the CCT in preparation for the Paris meeting. Then we would discuss them again at the CCNSO meeting in Paris, and at the CCNSO Council meeting in Paris, we would finalize whatever can be finalized. So that's our work plan, and we've had two conference calls, and Bart has been immeasurably productive and wonderful on this project.
Okay. Thank you, Dossie.
It sounds like
anybody have any
fight going on.
No, it sounds like, yeah, someone's going on the background. Does anyone have any questions on that, on the process of the working group update?
Dossie, I missed part of your list, so apologies if it was covered. Did you also cover working groups?
Yes, we did. There's an item, setting up a working group, and a template for setting up a working group.
I'm closing a working group?
We never close.
Sparta. Dossie is part of it, or Leslie is part of it.
Oh, what? I'll add closing it. Okay.
No, it's part of the guidelines for working groups, for setting up working
groups.
Okay.
Okay. Good. All right, unless there are any other questions. The next one is report from the IDSC working group. I guess that's me. Keep this really brief. The working group is currently working on a methodology or a series of mechanisms to make this fast-track thing possible. It's politically quite challenging because there are a number of governments who have very strong views about their requirements for a CCTLD, and therefore want to make sure that the process means that they will get what they want almost immediately. And there seems to be a slight lack of concern for the greater good rather than for the individuals or the individual territories. But having said that, I think we've made significant progress. There will be a discussion about this in Dubai on Wednesday, and Bart and I will put a series of slides together tomorrow, and that's to
discussion will be chaired by Manal from Egypt, who's the GAC rep, and Young-un Lee from Korea. And we will send those slides out to you because, well, they'll be published anyway. But did the actual notes get published on the website yet?
The notes? No. That's my email to Gabby this afternoon.
Are they going to be done today?
Yeah.
Okay. So there will be a discussion draft of what we're going to be talking about in Dubai published on the ICANN website today. But I will actually send that out to the council this afternoon from here so that you've got a copy of it. And it gives you an idea of roughly where we're headed. If anybody, when you read this, if anybody has any startlingly important things to say, like this won't work or have you thought about this, can you please send me a note? But it basically, it seems to be heading along relatively consensus-based lines at the moment, so that's quite good. And I'm hopeful that we might actually get there by Paris. Did I miss anything, Bart?
No.
Okay, good. Any questions? Excellent. The next item is review of the current working group. Olivier, you asked for this on the agenda. What did you anticipate? How did you anticipate this? Is it to review whether these working groups should continue to exist, or is it...
Maybe just to have 20 seconds, if necessary, on each entry in the website to know where the working group are. Just a quick review. It's not without having too much time consuming on each of them, but just if there are any information, I would as a YANA working group chair, I could provide some information about where we are. If
go on then, you start.
If you want, that. But yeah.
No,
sorry.
You take that one first then. The YANA working group. Off you go.
Okay, so, right, three information I would like to give about the YANA Working Group work. We have three main topics on which we are working at the moment. The first one, following up the last meeting, is the DNS Sec paper. We are also working on the YANA Working Group work plan, and I wanted to pass the information that following up the meeting in Delhi, we have set up a group to test the new YANA interface, which is actually more consuming than foreseen at the beginning. So, as concrete information for the council, we have the YANA working group as a conf call the 9th of April, and I hope we will discuss on the YANA working group work plan, and I suspect for the meeting of the as you may recall, we agreed in that the YANA working group would develop a work plan, and this work plan should be discussed and approved by the council. So we have a list of topics that were discussed in Delhi. We need now to review those topics and prioritize, and I hope we will agree in the working group before the 21st of April, which is the date of the next council audioconf for discussion and maybe approval. I don't know yet, but maybe. The DNSSEC paper, not much yet. I had some discussions with the root operators for some part of the sections, but I must admit that at the moment there were not a lot of progress on this paper. It will need to be reactivated in the next few weeks. And an information about RZM, or IANA project. As you may recall, IANA has presented in Puerto Rico and in Los Angeles and in Delhi. They talked about the new YANA interface that will be proposed to the CCTLD to update the YANA database. And they called for tester to
help them with the development of this new interface. So the YANA Working Group has proposed to CCs through the CCNSO and also regional organization to join their efforts to support IANA in testing this new interface. We have agreed on a common testing approach to test this new interface. There is a paper on the YANA Working Group website that describes an approach to test this interface. I have been contacted by the .cz, .jp, the Korean .kr, and .lt, and also Ethiopia to contribute and participate to the test. We had a conf call with IANA last week to agree on a schedule and fix a couple of issues for testing. And I will send a note to the council also, the note of this conf call, probably this week. And just to let you know, we will launch officially the test the 7th of April. So if there are any other people that would like to contribute to this, they are welcome to contact us.
Thank you, Olivier.
That's about it.
Any questions?
Okay.
You had a question for yourself, Olivier.
Yeah, a question for myself. Just a comment on the new interface that IANA will propose. I will probably resend the mail to the CCNSO member. I think there were quite a pressure for this new interface to be quickly introduced, and I'm not sure yet how the community is aware about it, but I was surprised. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's good because I have a volunteer from each region, but I was thinking maybe I would have more than that. So that's just a comment. And I think, yeah, this is particularly important to test the software and to follow what IANA will do with it. That's it, just this comment. Thank you.
So send another note out, and there's nothing wrong with picking. If you have some specific people that you think will be really useful, then approach them directly and ask them.
Yep.
Olivia, it's Don here. We had Barbara give a presentation on the new software at our meeting in Taiwan, and people seem to be quite happy with what was there.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions on that?
All right. Let me knock over a couple of these other working groups really quickly. The joint CCNSO GAC IDN working group has kind of become the IDNC working group. So that may be a working group that we could actually close if we knew how to. The GAC working group is a working group that is specifically set up to work out what topics, when we will meet with the GAC and what topics we'll be discussing. And that was being led on the GAC side by Martin Boyle, who's now been unashamedly stolen from the government by Nominate. So I guess we have to find someone else on the government side to do that, and I'll chase that up through Gunnis Carson. But that's very much a working group that only comes to life just before a meeting and then does its job and then disappears again. The IDN working group we discussed. Leslie, do you have anything you want to say about the participation working group?
I can just do a quick update for information. We've got the survey going that Gabby will hopefully give me an update on later. We've just in the final stages of the leaflet that we produced a draft for in Delhi, you'll recall, and we're almost signed off on that. And we're already doing some of the things we're suggesting, really. The introductory session we mentioned earlier, the working with the fellowships, and the leaflets, and trying to make the meetings more attractive to the smaller CCs. Plus, as you may well have gathered, a number of us are picking up CCs that we think maybe we could encourage to reconsider whether they'll join the CCNSO, and some of the recent joinings have been linked to that, I suspect, so that's good.
Yeah. Thank you, Leslie.
Can I ask a question?
No. Yes, of course you can.
Leslie, how do you plan to distribute this paper?
This
leaflet?
Yeah. I'm hoping will be available on the CCNSO website, but more particularly given to the regional organisations and the ICANN liaisons. The regional liaisons, they're the people who originally asked for the leaflet.
Okay. Will it be printed?
It will be printed, I hope.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course, buddy.
Are you finished with that review of working groups? Because that's when I want to ask the question, when you've finished.
Okay. Hold on a second then, Don. Did you have something?
Yes. The participation working group was scheduled to be completed in June. It looks like you're pretty much on target for that lesson, so well done.
No. I think some work will go on over June, as I mentioned in Delhi. Certainly in June we'll be producing our first report, but I'm not sure we'll be able to complete all of the work by June.
Well,
I know you and I were keen that that would be the case, but I suspect not.
I think we should always have a participation working group.
Yeah, it seems to me that that's an ongoing thing.
Well, not
okay.
When everybody participates. Maybe we'll finish.
That's right, exactly. Okay, what did you want to ask?
It seems as though our most current issues are with the GTLD, and we don't have anything on the piece of paper or the agenda, or how are we going to move forward with this?
We've got two things happening. We're talking about liaisons, which is proving quite difficult because of the timing issues. If you were the CC liaison to the GNSO, then you would be absent from the CC meetings and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a question of finding someone who's prepared to do that. Secondly, it is our intention to have the first of regular joint CCG meetings in Paris, and it currently looks as if that will need to be on the Thursday at some time in order to try and fit it in. There will be an agenda for that meeting, and it's going to be probably a two-hour meeting. So that will be the start of you trying to deal with things that you think need to be dealt with.
Right. Okay, that sounds good.
Right.
Can I ask you another question? What is the status of Canada now? Did they come back?
Status of Canada, it's a member of the Commonwealth.
member of the US.
The Queen is still the head of state.
Did they come back to ICANN with their money is my question.
They're back in the tent as far as I'm aware.
Did they bring their
Dottie.
Money that was in reserve?
Don't know. Is that part, do you know?
Dottie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dottie, there is a letter of say the current chair of the CIRA board to ICANN. It's posted under the correspondence, and it looks like they're picking up their full responsibility again. And as far as I know, they're paying money. They will be paying money as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Under correspondence.
The CEO who's been appointed, his name I can't remember, who I imagine will be. Attending Paris.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, he is.
He will be in Paris. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Dobby. The next item on the agenda is the survey report. Gabby?
Yes, first assisting survey. We have 22 replies only, and the counsellors who replied are .pt, .gp, mx, dg, cln. PR, and thank you to all of you, and for the rest
promise
of you,
I promise.
Yes, and actually, especially Olivier, could you make sure that you reply, because when Dr. Farr replies, we get 5 extra because all of all your territories. So that looks like that. So that's, I just wanted to say that the fishing service is actually not going very well, basically, but I hope this will still be improved. The second survey, the participation survey, included all of the French territories, so 45 replies. The counselors who have replied are .au, .fr, .jp, .mx, .pr, .tt, .uk, so the others, could you please reply? And what else? Oh, and there's a small problem because I did an evaluation yesterday, and there are 2 African countries that claim they're not CCNSO members, although they are since 2003 and 2004. They even give reasons for why they're not CCNSO members, and I'm not sure how to deal with that.
I don't know how to deal with it either, except to talk to them. Malawi and...
Mauritania. And I checked the IANA database. It's the correct people and the correct phone numbers and whatever, so the applications were fine. It's just that they're obviously not aware of that, and, you know, they should receive our emails and so on, but they're obviously not aware that they are members.
So, Gabby, what we'll do is you and I'll compose a little note to Mali and to Mauritania and send it to the manager and say, you are actually a member, this is when you joined, here's the email that you sent asking to join. No wonder we haven't seen you at any meetings. You didn't think you were a member. and we'll get it sorted out. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Might be great to remind them that it's free at the moment, Chris.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Chris, it might be useful to involve Anne Rochelle as well.
I will have a word with Anne Rochelle, actually. That's a very good idea.
Chris?
Hold on a second, Paolo. Is she coming to Dubai, Doc?
I think she is. If not,
Sorry, Bart. Did you want to say something?
No. Paolo.
Hello. Can I help?
I just wanted to know which countries these are.
Mali and Mauritania.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
And what? Okay, that was it. Okay. Thanks for that, Gabby. Are you done on those?
Yeah.
Okay, which brings us to the next one, which is the new email list. That's yours as well?
Yes. We sent out an invitation to join the new email list on the 18th of March, but it seems like many people have not received an the invitation. I'm not sure why. It was done by a special program, but it might have been caught in spam filters. In any case, at the moment, we only have 16 subscribers, and that's including myself and I think 3 from the Mexican registry. So there are not many subscribers at all. So I just actually wanted
to
check.
Can you resend it?
Hang on.
Sorry?
Can you resend it?
Yeah.
Of course, I will resend it to everyone, each and everyone. But I just wanted to check with the counselors. Have you received it?
I haven't.
I didn't.
You haven't. Yeah?
Leslie, have you got one?
No.
This is weird.
Yeah,
I haven't got one either. I'm sure I'm biased myself. I'm convinced. but it's weird that some people have got them, but the vast majority seem not to have.
Well,
Gabby, I think we'll just have to stick with what we said yesterday or the day before, which is to have you send them out individually.
I haven't sent them out individually yet, but I will do so.
No, I know you haven't done it yet, but I'm saying that I think is the only way that we can be sure that you've got the best chance of getting there if they come from you.
Can I just make a request
for
anybody who's willing? I don't have anybody's phone number, and when I want to call somebody, it's really difficult. Is it possible to include the phone number on the email list?
No, but Well,
no, you better don't.
I think there's enough of a challenge getting people to respond to this in the first place without asking for their telephone number, but I understand what you're saying. Can we
Who is
that? Because I'm not sure what the answer to that is. People feel very uncomfortable about giving out their phone numbers to a list.
Okay.
I guess we'd be helpful to have a counsellor's phone list. I don't think we have that, do we?
I have everyone's phone number, but I accept that there's not a list. Gabby?
Yeah?
Can we start putting a list of phone numbers together, please?
For the counsellor?
For the council?
Sure. Can everyone send me their phone number?
Well, can you send a note out to the council list asking the councillors to send you their phone numbers?
Sure, I'll do that.
Or contact details in general.
Yeah, contact details in general.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's a good idea.
Good idea. So, Gabby, over the next sort of few days, you'll actually try, once you get back from Dubai, actually start sending these out to the individuals?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Chris?
Yeah?
This is Patricio. About this invitation, I asked Gabby to send it to me because I hadn't received it, so she did. Now, when I read it, it sounded vaguely familiar, but that was probably because we saw a draft before. But anyway, I had my question is about the procedure for signing up other members from our staff.
Yeah.
Do they just submit their forms or whatever, or do they need some kind of validation from us?
Gabby?
It's actually explained in the letter. It's very simple. You just click the same link and then you add whoever. It should be very straightforward. So actually Oscar added a few more people, so you can also ask him, but as far as I know, it's very simple. You can just use the same link that you used for yourself.
Yeah. I'll start again. Yes, at some point you should get a note from Gabby saying the following people from Chile have joined. Is that okay?
Okay.
Is that what you were asking?
That was my question.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sure.
Yeah. You just need, once we've got it sorted out, Gabby, you just need to check to make sure that the people who joined from Mexico, Oscar actually put them on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay, thank you, Patricio.
Can I ask a question? Hello. Gabby, can I ask a question? Are you going to use the YANA database entry to invite people?
Yes, that's what we're using. And the program that was written was actually written by that was used to send out the invitations was written by Tim based on the IANA database, and he's now given me a list with all the addresses which I can use when I'll send it out individually.
Okay. If possible, and if nobody has any problem with that, it would help very much, I think, the YANA working group to have a view on the accuracy of this data. If you could report in agreement with Kim, of course, but I think it's the CCNSO sending this invitation. If you could report about the email's address, not precisely, but have some statistics to know how many addresses are not accurate. On this entry, it would help, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, that brings us to the last item on the agenda, which is any other business. Is there any other business? No. Excellent.
Chris, just one quick word. For information, as Gabby has reminded, AFNIC is operating quite some CCTLDs. One of them is Wallis et Futuna, which is in Polynesia.
Yeah.
And Wallis et Futuna, I'm pleased to announce that we have asked to become a member of APTLD.
Oh, excellent.
Just for information.
Lovely.
That's it.
Thank you very much. Don is smiling because he's got another member. I'm going to, if there's no other business, we'll bring the call to the close. Just one more thing while I remember. Olivier and I are actually working on organizing a CCTLD dinner in Paris. And we think, what do we think, the Tuesday, Olivier?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
We're not sure of what night it will be, but it'll be. But we're hoping it'll be a proper organized. So by the time we have the next conference call, we'll have some more information.
Are there any good restaurants over there?
No, there's no good food, there's no good restaurants, and the wine's appalling. So let's bring the call to a close. Our next call is, Gabby, when's our next call, please?
It's on the 21st of April.
Fantastic. 21st of April, we're getting the agenda together for that call as soon as we can. Thank you, everybody.
Chris, Sophie wanted to
would you please just tell us who've not been to Dubai, two sentences about what it's like?
What Dubai's like?
Uh-huh.
Sandy, with lots of skyscrapers.
Sandy?
Sandy with lots of skyscrapers.
Okay.
We're looking out over Dubai as we speak. It's hard to explain, really, isn't it? It's hard to explain. It's not like anywhere else.
Very green.
Yeah, right.
What's green?
There are some green things, but not a lot.
Okay.
I'll send you a note of my thoughts on Dubai, Dottie.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Chris, sorry, I forgot something.
What was that?
It's for those councillors that have not yet registered on the YANA website for Paris, I would suggest to do so as soon as possible, since for the social events, there will be, I think, it's planned to have reservations on the cocktail ceremony and also on the social events on Wednesday. Based on the registration, so I would suggest people to register as soon as possible.
I understand. Thank you, Olivier.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Thank
you. Bye.
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 But before.